good.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Since I inhaled a cigar.
Yeah.
Has it been a long time?
It has been. It's been over 6 years or seven.
Wow.
Or more.
I'd rather smell a cigar smoke than cigarette smoke.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Better yet, a pipe.
Yeah. I can see you more as a pipe smoker.
Even after that graying age. Because not doing the hookah.
This actually smells good to you?
Yeah, you don't like it?
Mm, it's okay. It's nothing I'd run out and buy again. Sorry.
Well, we didn't know.
I know.
He didn't know. It's like.
I'm anxious plus because it wasn't in a humidor. And I don't know how many weeks it's been sitting on a tree. Surrounded by lights. Yeah, it's got a smell to it.
Yeah. You could mosquito fog with this sucker.
Wow.
What the hell is wrong with you?
She's like, ew.
He knocked him up here. Didn't even hear him come in here.
Mm-mm. So you don't like it?
It's all right.
I think you're just not used to cigars.
I haven't smoked in a long time. Like I said.
I remember you used to smoke with that one person when all those people would get together at Christmas time and he'd pass out the free ones.
Who's this? Dennis? Or
don't say the names.
Well, I passed out a bunch of those little Tatianas one time. Everybody loved those because they were that vanilla flavor.
Uh-huh.
They were in the tins.
What?
How long has that been burning?
Well, I put it out last night before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cigar, you can't use for a fuse. It'll burn itself out. A cigarette, it'll smolder until it's done. Then it hits that fuse, and away it goes. I know we've tried.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I believe you're not supposed to inhale.
Oh man, I used to inhale them, didn't I?
Yeah.
I always thought you were just supposed to like fill it in your mouth and then blow it out. Inhaling, because it's...
They were really strong, that's what
yeah,
I thought.
They were thick, smoked, and horrible for your health.
They are horrible for your health. And these, yeah, you shouldn't really inhale a whole lot of. I'd like to take this to work and sit out in the break area and just fill the fucking shop up with it.
You can't do that, though, can you?
You can't smoke inside there anymore. No one can.
Because of the smoke everywhere?
Mm-hmm. You know what you should do, though, is take... Once you... Can you, like, put it out and then...
You can reload
it. Well, if I let it... Leave it alone, it'll go out.
And then you know what you do is tomorrow you take it, you go outside, you smoke for a while, put it out, then go back an hour later, smoke for 5-10 minutes, take your break, and don't smoke with anybody from, you know, like they do at the corner.
Oh, hell no.
Go somewhere else, and then they say anything and go, I was out on my smoking break.
Mm-hmm. Across the road.
Yeah.
Or the freak people out or something?
Yeah. Besides that, it'll burn time where he doesn't have to work.
It's getting better.
I think
it's all coming back to him.
Well, the moisture is still inside the cigar, but the ends have dried out.
It doesn't bother me. The smell doesn't bother me.
Your grandpa didn't smoke cigars, did he?
Big Grandpa?
No.
No.
He smoked cigarettes for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, and he used to hold them funny. I forgot how he held them, but it was funny.
Oh, speaking of lung cancer, Dan Sartino called me up this afternoon while I was at work. Because of his diabetes, he's got this special blood problem. He's